Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 483, New Goals Mandate New Behaviors, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I am Dan. Welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, or welcome for the first time if you are just discovering us. This is the show where I read to you every single day, including weekends and holidays, to help you optimize your business life. And we're going to jump right in today with our post from Steve Pavlina as we optimize your life. New Goals Mandate New Behaviors, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Tomorrow in Conscious Growth Club, we're having our quarterly planning review call. This is a group video call where I review the quarterly goals that some members have shared in our forums, and I look for potential issues, as well as noteworthy items to share with them. It's similar to a code review where one or more programmers look over another programmer's code, looking for bugs or security flaws, calling out good practices, and noting areas for improvement. We all have blind spots, but our blind spots aren't the same. Having a second pair of eyes to review your goals or plans can help spot potential issues that you may have overlooked. Another person may also spot hidden opportunities that you could be missing. Having gone through this process multiple times with the same people, I'm becoming more familiar with the patterns. The bright side is that many people do achieve their goals. Usually not all of them, but they do make meaningful progress. It's great to see people chipping away at their goals quarter after quarter. I'd say the number one challenge that people have is being able to focus on their goals consistently enough with action day after day, week after week, till the end of the quarter. Setting a goal isn't enough, of course. We also have to set ourselves up for consistent action, and that part tends to be more difficult than many people expect. The hardest part is usually getting the right habits in place to support our goals. This includes answering questions like, what will I do to move this goal forward each week? Which days will I work on this? How will I work on this? How will I track my progress? And how will I bring my focus back if I start getting distracted? Perhaps the most important question is actually this: how will I prevent myself from falling off track? Goals need rails. They need scaffolding to support them. They need structure to back them up. There has to be something in place so that when the initial motivation fades, and it almost always fades, we'll keep going and going and going until the goal is achieved. Even modest goals can take incredible tenacity to achieve. It's just so easy for a goal to go off course when the habits to support it aren't strong enough. Progress logging helps. Social support helps too. But character-wise, it all comes down to self-discipline to keep moving a goal forward to completion. Reconnecting with the purpose and meaning behind a goal can rekindle some motivation, but it takes discipline to do even that. It's nice to think that goals are achieved with thoughts and feelings, but the reality is that goals are achieved by behaviors. It's the habitual actions that move a goal forward. Even if a goal requires a series of unique and varied actions each day, it still takes a behavioral habit to get yourself to engage with those actions consistently. Turning a goal into a collection of habits is a bit of an art form. For me, this is one of the most challenging yet creative aspects of personal growth. I never get it quite perfectly, but it's so rewarding when I finally locked in the right behaviors and I can see that a goal will be achieved by keeping those behaviors going. New goals mandate new behaviors, and that is the part we tend to resist. It's where we drop the ball most often. A goal could be well-formed. It could be clear and achievable. It may be deeply purposeful, but it won't become a reality unless we reconfigure our behaviors to transport us there. Recognize that each goal represents a significant behavioral change. Getting the right behaviors in place is difficult, and it's so easy to underestimate just how difficult it is. Most commonly, we set too many goals. This is easy to do by making estimates for what we can achieve based on assuming that we'll instantly change our behaviors to align perfectly with our goals. But of course, that doesn't happen. Developing the right behaviors is a major goal unto itself, perhaps the biggest one of all. Instead of setting a dozen goals for a quarter that all require significant behavioral changes, it may be better to just set 3 to 5 goals, or even 1 or 2 sometimes, then put a lot more effort into the behavioral changes needed. Once you're doing a good job with those behaviors, then consider adding more goals to the list. Alternatively, you can set several goals for a quarter, but then just focus on creating the behavioral shifts for 1 or 2 of those goals during the first month. Then work on behavioral changes for a few more goals once those new habits feel stable. Self-discipline is a limited resource, so you're likely to burn out if you try to use it for too many changes at once. It's wise to use it sparingly, first to design a new habit, and then to practice the habit sufficiently till you can continue mostly on autopilot, and less discipline is needed to maintain your momentum. Then you'll have the capacity to tackle more changes. You can also frame some or all of your goals as behavioral changes, which can make you more aware of the work involved. Then you may discover ways to accomplish multiple goals with similar behavioral changes, such as training yourself to follow a morning routine that could help you achieve a few different goals. If you've noticed the same goals coming up for you repeatedly and you find your rate of progress unsatisfying, consider looking at your goals from a behavioral angle, or even framing them primarily from that direction. This will help you become more aware of the real changes needed, as well as the self-discipline demands that you're placing on your character. You just listened to the post titled "New Goals Mandate New Behaviors" by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And a big thank you today to Steve Pavlina. Steve is widely recognized as one of the most successful personal development bloggers in the world, with his work attracting more than 100 million visits to stevepavlina.com. He has written more than 1,500 articles and recorded many audio programs on a broad range of self-help topics, including productivity, relationships, spirituality, and entrepreneurship. Specifically, conscious growth has been the central focus of his life. He studies what it means to grow and how we can deliberately invite, process, and integrate new growth experiences. So come by stevepavlina.com for a lot more and to show your support. It would really mean a lot both to him and to us, as Steve was one of the very first authors we narrated back in 2015. But that is it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you enjoyed it and hope you will be back with me again tomorrow for the Thursday show, where your optimal life awaits.